If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on Fox Sports Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio, presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, back inside the locker room. It is the Power Hour. That's right, hour number two here inside the locker room. The hotlines are open. 412-919-1316 is the number to dial. To get into this, Wolf posed a question, so I will make sure that we have this. Are you a Swiftie? You know, has Taylor Swift ruined football? Oh, my God! Has it happened? We want to hear your thoughts. And to start off hour number two, I figure I would go to somebody I highly respect. And, you know, he shall go nameless. He will only be known okay. as Goggles Paisano.
Goggles Paisano.
That's his nickname. Goggles Paisano. And if you know, you know who Goggles Paisano is.
Didn't they used to call Lou El Cinder before he became a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? They called him Lou Adbald Goggles? I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
Yeah, probably Adbald Goggles.
Well, I'm just telling you what
Well, back when he was Lou El Cinder, didn't he still have hair? I think it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, maybe it was
when
okay.
He went bald.
All right, yeah.
You know, so
that's right because he went with the goggles then too. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So maybe that was a later addition, and they didn't want to call him Kareem.
Okay.
But goggles. We were talking about this and having a conversation on the old text message machine. And, you know, he is a Swiftie, so Goggles is a Swiftie.
No kidding.
But he said, you know, he talked about this, and now he's a high-ranking professional within the sports production field.
Oh, okay.
But, he said he didn't have any problem with the coverage of Taylor Swift and what certain networks have done with that. Because he was telling me that there was an article out there, and I actually looked up one of the articles. It said that CBS only showed her six times.
Okay.
In the AFC Championship game. So yesterday's broadcast coverage, she was only shown six times.
All right.
Got it?
There you go.
NBC showed her 17 times.
Oh, so it's NBC.
Well, but NBC showed her, but they said... He also went on to say it would be irresponsible not to show her or ignore her presence at a game that has over 4 million people watching, and some of them exclusively because they want to see her. And he said it's no mystery why the ratings have been historically high. And you have to remember that Chiefs-Bills game
right.
was the most watched divisional round game in playoff history.
Are you kidding me? So Taylor Swift is turning
50 million viewers.
50 million viewers, Swifties.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, they're crediting the popularity of the broadcast in part or large part to Taylor Swift?
In part, yeah, in part. In part, we won't say
okay.
lesser or more, but in part to that, is because they've had these historically high numbers in games which Taylor Swift attends. Huh. So it makes those networks more money when they show Taylor Swift in it.
Okay.
Now here's something that I read. Also because I never thought I would be quoting this source ever on a
I love
on a sports.
You know
station.
What I love, Wes? I love when Max like drops his voice down for a moment. I never thought that.
It's like when a teacher would get serious, yeah. And it's like
all
when
of
the
a
cool.
Sudden, yeah.
It's like when the cool history professor in class would have to talk about the dark underbelly of this lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the one where I need you to listen up.
All
okay,
right.
Guys. I need
got
you
it.
To listen up.
Got it.
I am quoting L Magazine.
So this ain't goggles.
No, this ain't goggles anymore. This is L Magazine.
Like ELLE okay. Or like the like
correct.
Just L.
Correct.
Like
yeah, no, you spelled it right. The fact that you have sat in those grocery lines and seen those magazines sitting there at the checkout line. So okay. L, a very distinguished magazine. But this is quoted from it. It says since September, I didn't realize this. Taylor Swift has attended 11 Chiefs games.
Really?
This season. Yeah. And so she's been along for quite the entire ride, so to speak. So she's not like newfound, like, they're winning now. Okay. I'm back. She's been there for 11 of them. And, you know, he says her presence has been at games has been called distracting by some, but the numbers indicate that Swift being in the audience has increased the NFL's reach.
No kidding.
And so it quoted, that's what I quoted, the 50 million viewers that watched that. But here's the funny thing. Taylor Swift actually addressed this issue when she received the Times 2023 Person of the Year Award back in December. And here's her direct quote was, "I don't know how they know what suite I'm in," she said of the many shots of her broadcast throughout games. "There's a camera like a half a mile away. You don't know where it is, and you have no idea when the camera is putting you in the broadcast."
Oh, yeah.
"So I don't know if I'm being shown 17 times or once."
Oh.
She added, "I'm just there to support Travis. I have no awareness of if I'm being shown too much and pissing off a few dads, Brads, and Chads."
Dads, Brads, and Chads. Okay.
That's and funny. She went on to further say, "You know, football is awesome, it turns out. I've been missing out my whole life."
Wow.
So
she's
a fan and she's supporting her boy.
Good for her.
I mean, so the fact, you know, I think, you know, that people are like, "Oh my gosh." But, you know, executives realize that there is an opportunity there to touch it. You know, and the NFL realized there's an opportunity there to touch a genre, you know, especially when you're thinking about, you know, the younger female demographic that probably wouldn't be involved or looking at football.
Right.
It's now appointment watching television for them. Because, you know, if you couldn't make it to her Eras tour, you couldn't, you know, go see her live in concert, but I could see her on television at my house, I'm going to tune in for the possibility of seeing that. And it is marketing, you know, aspect from everybody else, because they know the more eyeballs, guess what? The more you can charge advertisers, right? Because if they're hanging in the game and you know you're going to see Taylor at least once a quarter and they're just waiting to get that glimpse to see her in a natural environment enjoying the game, supporting her boyfriend, people want that. And like I said, the numbers don't lie about that. So there is a certain marketing side of this that makes perfect sense. But, you know, like Taylor, she's not actively engaged in it. So, I mean, we do throw this ire at her. But, you know, reading that just, you know, and letting the brains go, it's like, no, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Like, this is that's a growth mindset. You know, it just so happens, like, you know, they should be sending Travis Kelce a cut of the check. Like, hey, glad that you that you're dating her, because it's helping the entire league. It's lifting everybody up in the process. But, you know, It is funny to think about that, because like you said, you know, it seems to be a bit much. But like you said, some networks put her on more than others, but they also know there's a necessity to it. And there's a necessary process in this. Like you said, it's not about the football diehards, you know. It's about the casual fans, and it's about overall engagement. Like you said, if you want football to be the inclusive sport, then why are we acting this way, right? If it's supposed to be such an inclusive and national sport, you can't have qualifiers in this.
Football is for everyone. No,
football
not
for
that
everyone. Yeah, exactly. Whoa, wait. Except for that one. No, there's no exceptions to it. And I, you know, And the more that we talk about it, because, I mean, this is like a live-wide therapy session here, you know, it does make a lot of sense. And like you said, I mean, my youngest daughter, guess what? She's looking for Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's
happening a lot more than people would like to realize.
Yeah, exactly. So young, I mean, so dads out there, guess what? You now got your young daughter. My young daughter will sit in and watch a game with me. My oldest, I don't worry about it. Like, she loves football regardless. But my youngest, that's now brought her and engaged her into the game, because she can say, "Oh my God, there's Taylor Swift," and she wants to hear Taylor Swift in the car. So there is a certain magnetism. And listen, not everybody comes to this game of football as a fan under the same circumstances. Newsflash, right? We all come to the game at a different point or for different reasons, and then we're hooked. But it doesn't matter the reason or the qualifier that got you into it. Is the fact that you're there. It's the fact that you're engaged. It's the fact that, you know what? I wanted to see this one thing, but man, look at this other thing I discovered. Now I have more reasons to want to watch this game. You know, that's why you put names on the back of jerseys.
Somehow, I don't think Cher at a game would have the same effect. Just saying.
I mean, depending on the era. Depending on the era, you never know. I mean, if we did this in the 70s, who knows? There was a lot more broadcast.
Imagine the Beatles going to a Liverpool game back in the... Oh, it's John Lennon at the Liverpool game. Oh, they don't show enough of the match. They show too much John Lennon up in the box.
Look at Paul tossing back another one.
Look at Paul
tossing
McCartney
back pint.
Smoking down another cigarette up there. Why are they showing him and not the pitch? I want to see Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Guys, this is crazy, though. So I just saw 41 minutes ago, this was just published by MarketWatch, which is an economics publication.
Yeah.
This is wild. So in the last few months, they estimate that Taylor Swift has brought a brand value of over $122 million to the National Football League. When you consider television viewership, when you consider engagement, when you consider growing fan base and future investment, when you consider merchandise, when you consider impact, over $122 million of brand value.
So let me say this. As the great Bob Labriola always says, when in doubt, follow the money. That's exactly what it's all about. All right.
No, it absolutely is. And that's the power, right? At the end of the day, you know, marketing is king, right?
Right.
You know, we think about a lot of this, and like you said, future investment, merchandising, you know, the capability and the growth of that, right? I mean, you know, one of the things that people, I always love to say with people is, I was like, listen, you know, you either love or hate Star Wars, right? But Star Wars is not a movie. It's a brand, and it is a merchandising arm. Think about how much money has been generated from the affiliation of, or the thought of, or inspired by these movies. Like, these movies go on only to further enhance merchandising. You know what I'm saying? they're well thought out and very, very long commercials for the merchandise that's going to come. And the billions of dollars that is brought. The same thing happens with any great brand. It's about how do you merchandise that later? And how do you activate the marketing behind it? So this is something that, as long as they're dating or until Taylor, you know, creates a diss album after they break up, I don't know. But, you know, for right now, you ride that wave. And listen, like she said, she's not doing this actively. She's not thinking about her own marketing. She's not... She's just there to support her boyfriend. And people are obsessed with the fact that she's there to support her boyfriend at the end of the day. And that's what the media, you know, and that's what these networks are doing. Like, you don't do these things by accident. Like, if they were losing viewers because they were showing Taylor Swift, guess what? They wouldn't be showing Taylor Swift. But there's been no indication that it has gone down because of that. And I think also that's probably why you put things on Peacock, because I'm sure they got a hell of a lot of free trials the night of that game against Miami in the wild card round. You know, there is a certain element that we have to step back and look at it from that perspective of why are they showing it? If I'm here watching the game, well, if you don't want to see her, go to the physical game. Then you can tune her out actively in in the environment. But at the same time, guess what? People are going to pee if they know she's in the crowd, right? They're going to look. If you were in the stadium, you probably looked back or over if you could, if you were within eye shot, to see her. So it is funny that, it's something for, purists. And like I said, everybody's free to have their own opinion about this. I'm only simply presenting information about this. I have learned a lot more about Taylor Swift than I thought I would learn before the season started. And now it's going to continue for another 2 weeks about this until we have a decision in the Super Bowl when the game hits zero in the fourth quarter or overtime, depending on how this goes. A winner is proclaimed.
Good news. She won't be involved in Super Bowl week hype because she's going to be in Tokyo on tour that week. So at least you got that going for you if you're someone who, pulls your hair out because of someone they show on television.
She's not going to be in Vegas partying the week leading up, okay,
she's
guys?
Not there hosting media day there.
Okay. Yeah, no, she will not be a Super Bowl Monday night, which I will be covering, so I don't have to worry about a sighting. Yeah, so we're good there. But anywho, all right, we're going to step aside. All right, next 2 seconds, we're going to be bringing all of your questions. I know the phone line's lighting up, so we will be back. Remember, the phone line number, 412-919-1316. We'll be back with more Inside the Locker Room after these messages.
This is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on Fox Sports Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio. Presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, let's get rolling with the calls. 412-919-1316. We got, is that Everett? What's that? Juan, okay. Yeah, Wes is trying to whisper to me. Juan, welcome to the locker room, buddy. I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't see.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful. How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, Wolf. Hey, you got to put some glasses on, buddy. You got to know it's me calling.
I know it. I had my glasses there, and I squinted, and I looked, and I thought, I can see it. Then when I turned around and looked again after I put my glasses down, I couldn't see it. I was like, wait, where? I saw anyhow. What you got for us today?
Hey, to answer you guys' question, y'all were talking about the Taylor Swift. I'm not a big fan of it, but it is what it is. Hey, if the other team is tired of seeing her, hey, you got to beat the guy. So, nobody's beating the guy, so we're going to keep seeing it.
There you go. It's a simple matter.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want it, and you have a problem with it. If you're the opposition, go win the game.
Yeah.
Go stop it. This was a one. This was a single elimination tournament, and they passed the test three times in a row. So,
Could have been one, and Taylor's done. That's the way it could have been.
Exactly. Miami could have ended all of this if they didn't look like a frozen fish stick, but they couldn't overcome it. Then the Buffalo Bills, got dipped like a wing in Buffalo and some blue cheese. You know what I'm saying? So, and Ravens got cooked as normal because fried rat bird.
I know we didn't talk to you guys last week. Speaking about the Buffalo game, don't you think our Steelers, we had something to do with that wide right kick? Remember in that game, we hurt the punter.
You wonder true. About it. There was a number of guys that did not make the next game, It's what they used to call the Pyrrhic victory back with the old Steelers. That you might win the war, meaning the game, win the points, but the Steelers were going to have a Pyrrhic victory back in the 40s and 50s. They'd come out and fist fight you. So that's the way it used to be back in the day, from what I understand.
Yeah. So with the games yesterday, Detroit coach, the guy's a gambler. He likes to gamble because, as you saw in the game against Dallas, when he went for the 2-point conversion, he did that. And then they outplayed themselves because the running back fumbled the ball. The guys made like missed two catches. So you never know what would happen if they didn't fumble that ball or those two missed catches.
No doubt about it. A lot of things can happen. You know it. So you're definitely just because the question mark, the whole question we had was, are you a Swiftie or does it bother you or whatever? So you got no problems with Taylor Swift, right?
No, I don't have no problem with her.
There you go.
And then Steelers fans, and next year, if her and Kelsey's still together, we're going to have to deal with the madness next season because they're on our schedule next year.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anything else, brother?
No, I'll let you guys go because I know everyone's trying to get in. We had a good season with you guys. You guys stay safe through an off season. Love you guys and catch you next season.
Absolutely. Love you, bro. Have a great off season. We'll have a lot of fun when we strike this thing up back in, and we'll get back together in, what, July or something. But anyhow, regardless, have fun. All right, we're moving along here. We got Everett. Everett, you're in the locker room, buddy.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Doing fine. How are you doing?
Good to hear your voices for one last week. Just wanted to say I'm super happy that Baltimore's not in the Super Bowl. I could not root for them. There's no way.
Isn't that amazing, Everett? It's the truth. I could not bring myself to root for the Ratbirds. Couldn't do it.
No, I know Lamar is a great player, but I just had a feeling he was going to screw it up, and he did. So.
I was a little surprised. You know, I thought he'd play better than he did, but you know, that's the whole Baltimore team.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not happy about the Chiefs, but I'm more happy that the Ravens didn't get there. So, anyhow, as far as Swift goes, I don't see anything wrong with that. Like Wes said, and you guys mentions, I mean, networks aren't stupid. They're going to show her and get more more ratings. There's just no, that's the bottom line for them. And as well, and I can't imagine, you know, what the Super Bowl ads are going to cost this year. She's able to make it.
yeah.
You know, so it could be double what they normally are. But the funny thing is, like Wes said, she's in Tokyo the week before, but her concert in Tokyo is on the 10th. And it's already tomorrow in Tokyo right now. It's already the 30th. So I didn't do the math, but I'm figuring it's within her capabilities to take a Learjet back across the ocean and be in Vegas for the game.
You telling me she's going to travel back in time a day to make it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, back to the future.
Exactly.
She has a time
That's
machine.
Exactly right.
What? She's part of the Illuminati.
Start a rumor.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I've got inside information.
Oh, all right. I like that.
Wait, hold on. Everett's part of the Illuminati, too. Hold on a second.
We need to talk off air.
Fire, Wolf.
We're on their scope, man. Look out.
I got my aluminum cap on.
Me, too. Double ply.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I appreciate you guys. Love you. And hopefully I get a chance to get out to training camp next fall and see y'all.
That would be great, Everett.
Yeah,
so greatly appreciate
Everett,
it.
Love it, yeah.
No doubt about it. Thank you so
Have
much.
Have a good offseason.
All right, Everett.
All right,
God
thanks,
bless,
Everett.
Man. All right, so the number's 412-919-1316. We're going to Florida where Circus George is at. Circus George, how you doing?
Morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so beautiful here. Nice and warm, toasty. You'd love it.
Oh, what's the temperature?
Just rubbing that in. Although I'm sure Max isn't freezing where he is either.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no, the sun,
you know, as far
the,
as Swifty,
the sun is out.
I thought a Swift was a type of bird. I find out they sing, though. Who knew? But anyways, as far as whether or not I had a problem with her, you know, the muscles in my eyes started to hurt from eye rolling, so I was forced to watch. And you know what? She's easy on the eyes. I'll give her that. She ain't ugly, so that's a plus. If she was some kind of hog, then forget it. You know, then I wouldn't have to be doing the double bagger, one on my head and one over the TV.
Oh my goodness! All right, you're gonna have people in arms here.
I'll tell you what was really heartwarming yesterday was to know that Ed Reed and Suggs and Lewis were there to watch their team wrap the bed. How I love that.
Yeah.
In fact, I told you last night, Wolf, the Ravens were channeling their inner Cleveland Brown spirit by, who was that running back that went into the end zone without the football? That was Ernest Byner all over again against Denver. He scored the touchdown but left the ball at the two.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work well.
No.
You don't get points for that. You're no style points for going into the end zone without the ball.
No, but Zay
I kind of love the
yeah.
fact that they were browning it. The Ravens were actually browning it that day. So
yeah.
Good for them.
Absolutely.
Guys,
they
you know what?
Spirits.
As far as vacations, I know that was last week's news, but you can't beat Siesta Key Beach in Sarasota for soft sand and just overall beauty. And it's home. I don't have to go anywhere. I live in a resort town. It's
oh,
beautiful.
God bless you, man. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Way to rub it in.
See, I'm a St. Armand Circle kind of guy. That's where I go hang. You know, have the kids go find some seashells.
Where do you yep. find seashells down in Phoenix?
We don't. Those are called fossils.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Phoenix. I'm going, where? What?
No, I'm talking about in Sarasota.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got mixed up. I forgot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. He said Siesta Key, so I had to bring out St. Armand Circle.
Okay.
St. Armand's. My parents were ensconced in the Ring of Fame there, Circus Ring of Fame, back in 2006. So my last name is in the Circus Ring of Fame since 2006. So I will always ride on my parents' footsteps for that one.
nothing wrong with that.
I think we got to do a show from down there. It sounds like. I mean, we got to go. We got to go see. We got to make sure you know George is telling the truth here.
Yeah,
exactly. How soft is that sand between
true.
My toes, guys?
Yeah, it's true. You guys have a great off season. It really was fun listening to you all three of you.
Appreciate you so much, Circus George.
Appreciate it, George.
All right, moving along here, we got another one. We got CR in Chicago. Welcome, CR. Good to hear from you.
Hey, what's going on, my Steeler Nation brothers, some other mothers? I really appreciate you guys, man. A quick shout out to Brother Juan and to Circus George and 920 and all the people that call in. I just want to take a moment to say how much I appreciate you guys on the radio. We are very, very fortunate, very blessed to have such a group of people who are dedicated to making sure that Steeler Nation knows exactly what's going on from the bottom line with Steeler Nation. There are other programs out there, but it's nothing like what you guys do, and we're just pleased and happy and privileged to know that you guys are out there, and your dedication, it's just off the chain. Generation after generation, starting with the old fogies, and then you know even down to the youngsters that back there in the background is making sure that without them you guys don't have no show. So bless your families and all that good stuff. As far as what's going on this year, hey man, as they say in Highlander, the movie Highlander, there can only be one, and this year was not our year. I think we accomplished a lot for what we were doing, especially on the defensive side. All the problems that we had, the people getting hurt and everything. You know, we even got to the playoffs with a third-string quarterback. We got to the playoffs losing our defensive player of the year. We still got to the playoffs. We also got to the playoffs in spite of ourselves, and we did what we could do. So I'm not going to complain about it. I believe in the Steeler Nation. I believe in the ownership. They took a $2,500 investment and turned it into a $4.6 billion business. We are still the first team to win six Super Bowls, and so all that's good stuff. Real quick, I want to talk about what's going on with the Super Bowl. I'm also happy that you know, I got a chair right over here for the Ravens, so they sitting right down there over there. Hey, Raven guys, how y'all doing? Yeah, we on the sideline too. But as far as who's gonna win, I'm gonna have to go with KC. They just look like the team to beat. What do you guys think?
Well, I haven't really thought about it much, you know, because we were like trying to get over the Taylor Swift effect, and you did not say you're a Swiftie. Come on.
I'm into the Steelers, man. That's, you know, we don't even have no cheerleaders, none of that stuff, you know.
We got Donnie Iris, baby. We got Joe Grisecki, all right?
Hey, what we have is a mascot. If you want to talk about somebody for the Steelers, talk about them Steelers mascots, man. I was there last year, in Pittsburgh, and I got a chance to hang out with the Steelers mascots, man. And that's the place to be. These guys are off the chain, and women. And there's also the bus. We were on the bus, and we had a great time on the Steelers bus too. So I'm not too much in the Swift and all that kind of stuff. What about you, Max? What's up?
CR, this is that fun time of the year, and you're right, Ravens fans. You know, just go ahead, pull up a seat. The weather's warm. You'll be fine. And, you know, for us on our side of the rock, you know, we did exceed expectations. We did go beyond what I'm sure a lot of us had anticipated. And there was a lot of growing pains but a lot of growth in that process. You know, we found out this year that we have a corner in Joey Porter for years to come. We found out that we found a young man who can play in the middle in Keanu Benton. We have star wide receiver power, and we do have a tandem of thunder and lightning that looks pretty darn legit. So when I think of those things, you know, there's been growth, and you look at Broderick Jones as well and his contribution. The kid is not only a left tackle, he can play right tackle. Mm-hmm. So I think when I look at those type of things, you're right. It is fun. Am I a Swiftie? I cannot say that I'm a Swiftie. with my responsibilities around, you know, all of the sport of football, I can appreciate what that has done from a marketing and growth standpoint. So you know, I can appreciate that aspect of it. And it's inevitability, right? Evolution and growth comes from the most unlikeliest of places. And, you know, if this is what grows this into our beloved national sport becoming a global sport, I'm here for it. If that's the catalyst of change that gets us even more places overseas, it gets us into these different countries to show and really glamorize and show our sport off on an international stage and grows to the sport of the other football, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for that type of moment. So I can't deny it, and I'm looking forward to it, you know? So there's all of my points, CR. I hit all of them.
good job, Max. Good job.
Well, here we go.
Man, what you gotta say?
If we don't have Taylor Swift, what we got is we got Donnie Iris, we got Norm Nardini, we got Joe Grisecki, we got Scott Blasey from the Clarks. We got Pittsburgh, baby. Right? That's what we got.
Hey, all I know is that Taylor Swift sung the national anthem at a Steelers game. I don't think she's ever done it at a Chiefs game. I mean, I'm just saying.
There you go. Sounds like a good one. All right. Let's wrap it up. Thank you, CR. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay. Hey, in the meantime and in between time, here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll be back with more as Max comes in for the bell lap, taking it to the post. Coming back after this.
This is In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on Fox Sports Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio. Presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, it's the bell lap. The final Monday edition of your early lunch warning system has been initiated.
Exactly.
Of at least of this show series. Now you can go and get your own bell lap and you can play it at the same time every week in memory of us. As the show will be on. But
no bell lap will ever be our bell lap.
It will never be. It'll only be a similar bell lap in that process. But you know, this has been a fun topic, and obviously as we now count down to the final weeks, it's going to be a fun process, you know, because we've had such a fun time, you know, this year, with all of you, Steelers Nation, and all of the commentary, all of the thoughts, all of the repartees. We have truly enjoyed it, and we know that, you know, you guys make this thing go, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, we wouldn't be on these airwaves if it wasn't for you guys. And we're appreciative, and we're very thoughtful about that. And so we never take that for granted. And I'm just blessed to be out here and to be on the line with my main man, the Wolf Man himself. And of course, Wesley has been tremendous this year. CJ as well. I mean, all the guys behind the scenes, the sensei, you know, has been awesome as well. you know, but we do have one more call, so I want to make sure that we get our caller. Ricky from Georgia is joining the locker room. Ricky, what's up, man?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How's everybody doing on the show?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, thank y'all, man. Hey, look, I just said that my first time following y'all, and my second time calling y'all, I would say thank y'all for all the insight that y'all put out there to see it for me. I never understood a game of football until I really started listening to this show, and watching it last night, it really put respect in the game. I see who's going to win and lost that game when it came to that moment. And I just want to touch on three things. I'm kind of working right now, so I'll just make this quick for y'all. The Baltimore and the Kansas City game. One thing I did notice, when Lamar Jackson won't run, that's a third element of the game. When he can't run, that means you shutting down a part of the element. You got to get your hats off to Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, because those are good coaches. They know what to do to stop the element. Mm-hmm. And if you're bad at the Swift, well, you got to beat them. They're the juggernauts of the AFC, so what y'all just stuck right now? So they're going to win. So y'all wait to beat them. You got to beat them. Y'all stop it. They couldn't do that. They laid an egg at home. That's sad for them. I was kind of rooting for them, but I was like, if they don't do that, they're going to lose the game. You can't blame it on the referee or the penalties, because that's emotion. Baltimore came in the game on high emotion, and Kansas City came in the game like another day of the offense. That was the difference.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I want to touch on the Detroit and the 49ers game. Ted Campbell's a big gambler. I was hoping he won't get to the moment where he's going to keep gambling to the point where it's going to cost him, and it did. When you leave points on the field, that's a no in the playoffs. Other teams said they're going to play off your vulnerability. That's how they got them. They put up 10 points, you can come back from there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's where, you know, that I feel like that experience has to kick in and mm-hmm. overtake those urges, right?
But
you don't want to change the DNA too much, but at the same time, it's, you need to recognize, hey, man, this could be a problem for us in the future.
Exactly. And you have to recognize when you got a team like they are, they got a young team, a good team. But when you don't put them in that predicament, when you a team gets a team that's been there a couple multiple times, they've seen it. Okay, now you're playing desperate. Now I'm finna attack that desperateness. I'm going to make you keep going. Now you behind the sticks. I got you exactly where I want you. Your team will try to figure out. And they somewhat young, but they kind of took the element away from it. Like, you didn't see him much of Mars St. Brown like you want to, even though he was throwing that ball in that 4th-and-3. And they, you don't really go to him because of why. They're going to blanket that coverage. Great coach, all we do. I'm going to take away your main ingredient. You got to go somebody else. And that's why I feel like they fell short. They couldn't capitalize for that. Dan, I feel like he didn't have a bigger plan. If you're going to have that game plan, well, if you're going to make that big gamble, you better have a bigger gamble behind that to protect yourself. Or else you're going to be fall flat on your face with it.
That's true word. Yeah.
No, absolutely. No, Ricky, we appreciate you sneaking away from the job for a minute while you're working to give us a call and get in here. And thank you for being a first-time caller into the show. We do appreciate it, as always. Make sure you stay tuned for the rest of this week and, of course, for next season. We're appreciative of that.
I'm out. You know,
hey, there it is. There it is. So, I mean, that's what it's about, right? And you talk about the engagement. We talked about this not only with Taylor Swift, but for every fan. I mean, this game is for everyone, and it has to have that inclusive nature. And so, Ricky, we appreciate the words. You know, as I kind of, you know, look towards the end and we kind of wrap this, Wolf, I mean, you know, today's topic was a good one, and I think it just goes to show you just where we're at with this beautiful sport of football, man. The fact that it is one that is absolutely for everybody. I mean, I can't tell you how many, you know, young kids, older adults, like you said, been following the team since the 70s, been following it since the 60s, since before they were good. And the ones that picked it up in the 90s or the ones that picked it up, you know, in the 2000s. I mean, it doesn't matter where you get on the train. Just the fact that when they do have a stop, you do get on. You know what I'm saying? And there's multiple
like the
stops
Polar
on that train.
Express.
Exactly, exactly. Tickets, tickets, get your tickets. And that's the beautiful thing about this game. And you know, what it teaches from our perspective, like as former players, as guys who played this game, you know, it teaches you teamwork, right? Everybody comes from different walks of life.
No doubt.
But they all can come together in one unified thought, one unified goal, one unified purpose. And you work with people that you might not have come across in any other regular life. But you create bonds that you didn't think were there. Same thing applies with fans as well. You never know who you're going to sit next to in the stadium, you know, but the first time you step in there. But then over time, you develop relationships with the people in your area or whoever's coming to sit down. You have those conversations and you create those relationships. And so I think it is a special game. It is one that is truly inclusive. If you can find a team or find a reason to get into this sport, that's all that matters. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
That's what Steelers Nation is all about.
No, it absolutely is, Wolf. So with that, I have to say this is the end of the show for today. So we will be back, of course, tomorrow, same Black and Gold channel, same Black and Gold time, to make sure that we bring you even more from inside the locker room. Today's a wrap. He's Craig Wolfley. I'm Max Starks. Wesley Euler on the ones and twos. CJ, Junior Squirrel Trainer, also a.k.a. Young Ninja in Training, and also the Sensei, Brian LaMartina. We wish you well, and go have a great day.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.